For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 150 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. This resident explains why.
When the wind kicks up, the stuff catches fire and then they can't control it.
Many famous people have reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. So far, one death has been reported in that area. Further north, in the city of Paradise, they're now calling it the most destructive wildfire in California history. The campfire has destroyed the town. More than 6,700 structures are gone, and 10 people are dead. Patients at the Feather River Hospital barely made it out alive. More than 3,000 people have been displaced, and at least 30 are still missing.
I watched my house in the rearview mirror burning up. It was in my backyard when we evacuated. So, yeah, everything's gone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been serving inspection notices and arresting suspected undocumented workers at 98 7-Eleven stores in 17 states and Washington, D.C. According to Bloomberg, ICE and federal prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York are engaged in criminal investigations of multiple franchises. 7-Eleven, the world's largest convenience chain store, has become the highest-profile target of a sweeping corporate immigration crackdown by President Trump. In Florida, the vote count is so close, state law has triggered an automatic recount in the Senate and governor's races. Republican Ron DeSantis says he's preparing to take office and has already appointed a transition team.
Supervisors of election from across the state submitted their election returns to the Secretary of State. Those results are clear and unambiguous, and I am honored by the trust that Floridians have placed in me to serve as your next governor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Could a secret code word save your kid's life? That may have happened in Arizona. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Police in Arizona say a lesson learned at home may have prevented the abduction of a 10-year-old girl last week. A man driving a white SUV allegedly pulled up next to the girl and her friend as they were walking, saying her brother had been injured in an accident, asking her to get in his car. That's when Brenda James says her daughter asked the man for a code word, which he didn't know, and the man drove off. The mom says she just come up with that code word.
We just talked about people that can pick you up and people who can't pick you up, and in just in that crazy emergency, it saved my daughter's life.
Police say the girl was unharmed, and they're still looking for the suspect. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reports from the ISM Raceway in Phoenix.
Bubba Wallace is the driver of the number 43 car for Richard Petty Motorsports. Ask him what it means to have the Air Force paint scheme on his car this Veterans Day weekend.
It means a lot. I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity, one, to be driving for the King, and two, to be representing the Air Force colors and the brand. So I'm excited about that. We can get to a lot of cool things and see a different side of the world that you wouldn't typically see, and see the backgrounds of what goes into the military and how they keep us safe and allow our freedom. So, super exciting partnership. I've been loving every second of it. One of the best paint schemes here today.
For USA Radio News.